Aisha.
Amy. Welcome. Welcome to Gilmore.
Oh, fancy new dig.
I know.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. The space has got some really nice memories for me. And there are places in the Supreme Court that I would like to bring you first.
Oh, please. Yeah.
So this is actually a restricted area, and we're very, very fortunate to be in a restricted area in the old Supreme Court. This area here, it's definitely the balcony that leads to my granddad's quarters in the past, because I remember it very clearly, walking, right? On the left-hand side was this rail, or rather balcony, and then we open the door and go into the quarters. This railing that you have here, right? When we approached NGS, they weren't sure whether this was actually the original railing. The space was definitely here.
Looking at it give you a sense of nostalgia?
It does, but I think more than looking at it, you know, if I were to go into the right space where the quarters used to be, I think that would make my hair stand way. It worked, you know.
Why is that?
Because it's not just nostalgia, it's things that I used to do there. And I spent 2 years of my infant childhood here. So there's some kind of attachment, right? And I used to come and visit Granddad as well. It brings back a lot of memories, you know? Memories that I've forgotten for a long time. And now all of a sudden, it's coming back to me again. Yeah. You think we should go to the balcony now?
Yes, please. I'm very excited to see
you. I am more excited than you. You know where the balcony was earlier on? Right, I told you there was a door.
Yes.
As you entered the door, this is where you would come in from, right?
See.
And this length here would be the quarters. Here. My bed, when I was here as an infant, was right here. Right. So Granddad's room was more on the left-hand side. And this here, as you go further down here, was the kitchen. The kitchen faced the balcony, the open area.
I see. Oh, how
yeah,
nice.
It's beautiful, I tell you. Creamy, welcome to the balcony.
Wow.
So this is where I used to play. Seriously, I mean, the balcony was much bigger, of course.
This is
right? Much, much bigger.
Beautiful.
This is... It's... So you went out to maybe about there.
Okay, it would have been wider
and
back
then. Of course,
then.
This wasn't around.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't any of this as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. This was our playground. All those buildings there, they didn't exist, right? Yeah. Even there, it was very different. It was a very clear view to the sea, you know.
Did you have the chimes as well?
Oh, yeah. Always. Mm-hmm. That thing always, it was very accurate as well. Yeah. Careful, mate. The kitchen was here. This is where the kitchen was.
Oh,
yeah.
So the kitchen had a view of the outside.
Yes, yes. It was a sizable kitchen. It wasn't very big, right? But it was a very practical kitchen. And then the dining table, and you could... Well, the two dining tables, one in the kitchen and one outdoor. But the one in the kitchen, you could eat and actually have a view as well. And, you know, not forgetting me, right? This height in the 1960s, was considered really, really high.
What floor are we on right now?
Okay, we're on the fifth, but back then, this was the third floor.
Oh.
Yeah. These are the same doors, you know, May. I'm very, very sure, you know. It just looked exactly how I remembered it.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
What a treat to be out here.
I know, May. Here's the dome it was mentioned to about. And this is where we came and collected birds' nests. Yeah, Granddad came here to collect birds' nests. There's a spiral staircase that leads up all the way to the dome. And there'll be birds' nests all around the edges of the dome. And Granddad would just, every month, he'd go and collect it.
How many would he collect at one time?
Well, he wasn't greedy, you know. He was just looking enough to
what
make.
What did he do with it?
Yeah, to make. He made bitterness soup. He boiled it and basically was more for health reasons. You know, as a child, right? When you look at the dome and, you know, it's you're in awe, aren't you? And then you walk up the spiral staircase, and that's something that you don't see very much in a lifetime. I mean, in Singapore today, you don't see much spiral staircases. It's not that I'm walking up the spiral staircase. It's more like, oh, this is so fun, you know, you're going around in circles,
it's like
right?
A game when you're a child.
But when you went up the dome, mm-hmm. it was just a very different feeling. Mm-hmm. Really different feeling.
Are these all dishes that Granddad used to make?
Yes. After Christmas, he would cook dibal. I mean, you have different versions, but this is Granddad's version, right? Embila, kacang, of course. Ngoh hiong as well. And that's kaudeng. This dish, I don't know how old it is, but it's really old.
I've never heard of it.
Not many Eurasians have heard of it as well. Mm. Yeah. And I think some people wouldn't even believe it's a Eurasian dish. You eat what your eyes see mm-hmm. and what your mouth wants to first.
Cake.
Yeah?
No.
Please.
Oh.
Please. You want to have cake?
Yes, let's start with cake.
Okay.
It would not be a Eurasian restaurant without some sushi cake on the menu.
Yes. I had no choice as much as I didn't want to put it on the menu. When I first started, right, I didn't like anything. It's true.
Wow, the irony.
Because I wanted to go and play with my friends, mate. I mean, it's the 25th and it's December, right? And that's when we had our school break. But I was in the kitchen. I was stuck. I was grinding. I had to cut. And to me, right, all that hard work was really worth it. Right? I mean, you know, you get to eat food that's cooked by someone which was meticulous, which was where he was a perfectionist. From the very, very beginning, when I wanted to learn, he says, men should not be in the kitchen. And that's when I turned to him and says, but you are what, Pop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm different. I says, but I think so am I, you know? But this was when, after I realized how important it was for me to preserve whatever, you know, dishes that he had. I think if Granddad saw this restaurant and he saw his name outside there, I think it would have made him proud.